This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's leader undergoes emergency heart surgery shortly before a tense vote on legal reforms, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is recovering after an emergency heart procedure involving the fitting of a pacemaker. His medical emergency comes amid surging tension over the government's legal reform plans, with lawmakers in Netanyahu's absence now debating the planned overhaul's first piece before a parliament vote could turn it into law. Meanwhile, mass protests against the plans are continuing on the streets for a seventh month. If approved, the measure could limit Supreme Court powers by stopping judges from striking down government decisions, something critics say will allow political leaders to pass arbitrary decisions and enable corruption. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
A Russian attack on Ukraine's southern port of Odessa early on Sunday used 19 types of missiles to cause maximum destruction, President Volodymyr Zelensky said. Ukraine's leader said that almost 50 buildings were damaged, 25 of them architectural monuments, and the Greek consulate was among the affected structures. The cathedral hit on Sunday is of the Moscow-linked Ukrainian Orthodox Church, Ukraine's second-largest church. Russia has been pounding Odessa and other Ukrainian food export facilities nearly daily over the past week. The ruling party of Cambodia's longtime prime minister, Hun Sen, has claimed a landslide victory in general elections, an outcome that had been virtually assured thanks to the effective suppression and intimidation of any real opposition. His government's critics say the process has made a farce of democracy in the Southeast Asian nation. Follow us online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. What caused fires on the Greek island of Rhodes remains unclear, but authorities say they've rounded up several suspects, with more than 30,000 people forced to evacuate. Anthony Karasava reports from Athens.
Local media have reported testimony of locals incriminating a band of men who sped off on motorbikes from the site of the first fire. They said the crackling sounds of grenade explosions sounded minutes before the first fire emerged in the heart of Rhodes. Police investigators told VOA no arrests have been made. Still, they said they were closing in, as they put it, on the potential suspects. Anthi Krasava for VOA News, Athens.
Rescuers have ended a four-day search for scores of missing people after heavy monsoon rains triggered a massive landslide in a village in western India. The rescue teams recovered the bodies of 27 people killed in the Wednesday night landslide that hit a village nearly 80 kilometers from Mumbai. An official with the National Disaster Response Force said 78 people were thought to be missing before the state government and the relief agency decided to end the search operations. Officials say at least 17 of the 48 houses in the village were fully or partially buried. It seems that Twitter is getting a whole new look and that famous blue bird is flying away, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Twitter owner Elon Musk says he's changing the platform's logo from the bird to an X. He wrote, "Soon we will bid adieu to the Twitter brand and gradually all the birds." Earlier this month, Musk sparked outrage with new limits on how many tweets could be viewed for free, trying to drive users to the $8 a month subscription service. Musk bought Twitter a year ago. He's making changes as a new competitor is gaining popularity, Meta's new app named Threads. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Early election returns are showing the Socialist Party of Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez running neck and neck with the Conservative Popular Party. With just over half of ballots from Sunday's parliamentary election counted, the Socialists were on course to take 129 seats in the lower house of the Madrid-based national legislature. The Popular Party, which is hoping to win its first national ballot since 2016, appeared poised to win 130 seats, far below pre-election expectations. The absolute majority needed to form a government is 176 seats. Download the VOA mobile app from the Apple App Store or Google Play. I'm Joe Ramsey.